And the Republican National Convention is nearly upon us, really, when Donald Trump will officially take the reins of the GOP as the Republican presidential nominee. Still, in these last few days before the convention, there's a fair amount of party business to attend to. The party platform, for one, which establishes where the Republican Party officially stands on many major issues. NPR's Brian Naylor is in Cleveland, where the delegates are hashing things out, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And what are some of the big fights this year?
Well, all of the hot-button issues, hot-button social issues have been aired out so far. Transgender rights, the so-called bathroom laws, same-sex marriage is a big issue. The last platform, remember, was adopted 4 years ago, which was really an eon ago in terms of the same-sex marriage debate. It was before the Supreme Court ruled in the Obergefell case that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. This year, the platform committee has its first openly gay member. The delegate from Washington, D.C., Rachel Hoff, she and a few others tried to get language in the platform acknowledging that there are diverse views on same-sex marriage in the GOP. It was voted down. There was another emotional debate over adoption and language in the platform that says it's encouraged in so-called natural couples, that is a man and a woman. Advocates for same-sex couples felt that that was blatantly discriminatory. And even a delegate who said she was a single parent of adopted kids called it a slap in the face, yet that language remains as well.
Okay, so Brian, Trump has vocally been vocal about supporting gay rights. Back to that, especially in the wake of the massacre at that club in Orlando. Any influence on the platform?
Not that you can tell. In fact, it doesn't seem as though the Trump forces are trying to influence this platform one way or the other. It seems as though both sides are kind of saying, you know, the delegates are saying, we'll go our way. We've got candidates further down on the ballot that we have to worry about. And the Trump forces seem to be saying, you know, that's okay with them.
Well, in the end, when Trump is the candidate, what will all this platform back and forth mean?
Well, I think that both sides, as I say, are kind of going their own ways. And in most years, the platform is rather ignored anyway. And I don't think it's going to be any different at all this year. The nominee, Trump, will go his own way.
We're going to have to run right now. Thanks very much. Right. NPR's Brian Naylor in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. This is NPR News.